Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tula, and my homie Cam Russell, aka Everyday Cam, has entered the chat. What's good, man?
What's up, Tula, man? Glad to be here.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce you for the y'all that don't know. And this man, he's a very humble guy. This man is one of the best trainers, not just in Chattanooga, but in the country, period. I mean, his clientele is ridiculous. And like right now, let's talk about the NCAA tournament. You could actually have a team of just the people that have worked out with you that could probably win the whole thing.
And funny you say that. I was up late, I guess it was maybe, I don't remember the night because you know they run in these so many. But my guy, Anderson Garcia, out of Hamilton Heights, he hits the big three ball and
put him in overtime.
Man, I fell off the couch jumping up and down. That's my guy, man. I built him. I ain't going to say I built him from scratch, but when he came over from Dominican, he was a little skinny kid, you know, barely knew English, and he left here, you know, walking into manhood. And now, you know, he just upped his NIL money by five with that big shot in the big game. So guys like that, Camila Cardosa.
Remember, you had me come in the gym, and at that time there was Treasure Hunt, Jasmine Massengale.
That was like a high school all-star team, man. We went to Geico like three times. We qualified for Geico National Championship three times, played in the final twice. All of them, some of them Olympians now, a couple of them Olympians now. Elizabeth Balogun, she playing with the Nigerian team over in Europe. Jasmine's still doing hers. It's Mary out at Arizona, Treasure, Arizona State. So it's just like a who's who, but at the time, man, I just treated everybody like they the same. Yeah, man, I tell people I didn't just walk into the game playing with superstars and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I used to have to make the shakes. You remember we was at UTC? I was telling my peers what to do.
Yeah.
But I had to make shakes for them, stretch them out. Hey, his foot hurting. Go over here and rehab him. So I was the bottom of the barrel, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get into boxing, I tell people I was just a spit bucket guy.
Yeah.
After the training part, you just, oh, that guy, he catching spit all night. But people don't know the work that you put in before that and behind the scenes. And I tell kids that looking to get into this line of work, your humility level has to be high, because you can't look for the front street all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we just won state championship at Chat Prep.
Right.
That's Coach Merce. That's Coach Leah. That's Coach C. That's the principal. That's, you know, the AD.
Yeah.
I just sit in the background and make sure all these cars keep running like Ferraris.
So now that people know who you are and they understand the reason why we're interviewing you, let's talk about a little bit about the role that a trainer plays in developing these athletes. Like, tell me what a parent, right now they're trying to figure out, hey, do I need my child to go to be with a personal trainer? Do I need them to do some kind of endurance and conditioning with somebody? What's the reason why they need to do them? What do they need to look for when they look for that?
Okay, the reason number one, these days, if you're not doing some extra outside of what your coach or what your affiliated team or club is asking you to do, you have to do some extra work. So I tell people it's hard to just even make your high school team these days if you're not developing your body and your skills.
Mm-hmm.
They go together. So if you're having trouble, say for basketball, you're having trouble beating people off the dribble or guarding people, you have to put in work to strengthen the muscles and get your conditioning together. Also, 25 to 40% of that is mental.
Mm-hmm.
So you're building your mind strength too. As far as taking how much adversity can I handle? Any parent, you want to look for somebody with some experience.
Right.
Somebody that understands. I mean, education plays a big part of that. Me and you went to school together, so you know I spent my time.
Oh, yeah. And I know, like I said, from firsthand experience, being somewhere where I got hurt every time I worked out and thinking it was me and then realizing, no, it was the things I was being asked to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. Everybody has a different starting point. Everybody's, you know, the Peyton Mannings of the world. I didn't get to start writing his personal stuff until maybe 3 or 4 years into it after he trusted me and he knew I could read the scripts that the Colts sent.
Yeah.
And the Broncos and all of that stuff, Coach Cutcliffe and all that. He was at Duke at the time. So I could translate the scripts. And then y'all guys in D1, okay, I'm like, man, I gotta set this up. I'll be right back to it. Let me get this set up so I can get him started. I had, you know, I don't use a lot of notes and stuff now because you got your phones and your technology. I tell people, man, video, watch where you're taking your kid. You don't wanna hover.
Yeah.
You want to let this person do their job, but you need to understand that your kid's getting something structured.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing improvement. They're seeing the development, and the coach understands what they're doing.
What advice do you give the young athlete out there that's trying to make it to the high school level?
First thing is, look at who's successful around you.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Any kid playing basketball right now in the city of Chattanooga, you look at Chat Prep, they win it.
Yeah.
Hamlin Heights, they win it. Momo Buckets down at Chattanooga Christian, she win it. Mm-hmm. All the Leslie Burton over at Boy Buchanan, you know, dual sport athletes, they're winning. So you, if they're excelling at what they're doing, and you know they get extra
right.
as far as workout time and skills and all that, you should try to model yourself after that. I mean, right. that go all the way back to the Jordan days. And so that's how it goes, man. Model yourself after who's being successful. If you can, you know, you got the monetary means for that and the and you can create the time, you need to be trying
and
to
it. And it is an investment, but it's well worth it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
like
sir.
We see, like you said, Chattanooga Prep, shout out to them. You were part of that squad, and they brought back the first gold ball in 17 years to the city.
Yes,
so
sir.
Talk about how that felt to be a part of that.
Man, it was tough at first, Tula. These was like a bunch of pit bull puppies running around a big pen, and you trying to corral them, teach them, and you want them to stay tough like that, but you got to tone some of that down. So I tell anybody from here to California, Alaska, New York City, Chicago, all them great cities that produce basketball players, go find a coach or a group of coaches that can take some 13 to 16 year olds and win a state championship.
Yeah,
that's tough, man, because they didn't have a blueprint. They didn't have a model to look after.
I mean, that's amazing. Not even have a senior on the team. I think they said the first time ever in the state of Tennessee that a championship team didn't even have a senior on the roster. The first time ever that a charter school won in the state.
Yeah.
So that's just, it's just crazy.
A lot of firsts, bro.
Any advice you want to give anybody, any listeners right now as far as training? And
summer's coming up. Stay hydrated. You live in the South. One thing is for the parents out here, for the parents out here, our parents didn't have to make us eat.
Right.
They had to make us get out the kitchen and the refrigerator and stay out of here and put that down in the grocery store. I'm not spending money. No one box of cereal. These kids today don't eat regularly, and everything's out of paper sack or drive through. So I encourage parents, make sure your kids eat if you want them to develop. They gotta have the three squares. They gotta have some snacks and some protein and get some rest.
So, man, I appreciate everything you do. Man, you got the city. You got some of the best athletes that you're working with in the city. So I want people out there to know how they can get in touch with you, how they can reach you, where they can find you.
Tula, man, my phone number, believe it or not, is the same as it was when we was in college when I first got a cell phone.
Yeah.
And I do that so people can always find me. 423-503-1412. I'm over at Nothing But Net. And if you're looking for me on social media, it's all Everyday Cam.
Follow this man. This man is a living legend. He is the GOAT when it comes to this stuff.
Appreciate it, Atula, man. It's always an honor and a pleasure to hang out with you. And you know, like I said, I treat everybody I deal with like gold.
Yep.
Everybody's the same to me, man. I'm going to hold you to a high standard while I'm doing that, though. And I'm to whom much is given, much is expected. So that's just how I roll.
All right, man. This is Power 94. You're with Everyday Cam, Tula, into the chat on Power 94.